Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
But when you lose this game the way you did, it's the situational basketball down the stretch from my top paid guys and the guys who play heavy minutes. They let you down. Well, and no one's saying they suck. It's just, well, I'm assessing what happened.
You lose a game like you did yesterday to a non-playoff team, no one's above criticism.
Exactly. As far as
Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, Steve Kerr. That is a team loss yesterday.
Exactly.
As much as it was a team win for the San Antonio Spurs. Like, that was a total team win for that team. And I do give credit for them because, you know what? That has been an organization historically that rises up and can play spoilers.
Exactly.
And they did yesterday. And they spoiled. There was nothing. You know how good Harrison Barnes and Chris Paul are probably feeling right now? Absolutely. You know why? Because they're former Warriors. And when you go up against your former team, that means a little bit extra. And I saw that yesterday when it was Stephon Castle, when it was Julian Champagny, when it was Keldon Johnson. Blake Wesley had a couple moments. Who? Yeah, Blake Wesley. Sandro Mamukelashvili. That guy. It's just a great name. I just had to say it again. Jamal Brown from the YouTube chat. The season is over for the Warriors. They're too old to be in the play-in. We are 0-2 in the tourney, and this year the teams are good. Actually, they're 0-3 in the play-in tournament all time with losses to the Lakers, Kings, and Grizzlies. So there's that. This is everyone's worst nightmare. I believe the Warriors are cooked. A lot of panic yesterday. Are you panicking, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. The panic level for you is what after a loss to the San Antonio Spurs? Stephen Curry talking about the team getting laxed on defense. This was after the game.
I think we had two stretches, first half, second half. I don't know the time specific, but where we just got laxed defensively and gave up a lot of straight line drives to the basket. We were pretty soft on the ball. They were just driving the paint, getting to the rim, offensive rebounds, or, you know, finding open threes. And those two stretches gave them life, gave them, you know, the belief that, you know, it was worth fighting. And after that first quarter start, you let your foot off the gas pedal and you give a team an ability to make plays. They're an NBA team, too. They're going to take advantage of it, and they did.
That's a real NBA team that I saw yesterday, the San Antonio Spurs, not the Phoenix Suns a couple days ago. I don't know what that was. That was a basketball team, I guess. But yesterday, Like, I came away from that game for the Spurs angle. Like, wow, the young talent on that team, the Stephon Castles, and the confidence level. And I thought the confidence late for the Warriors was non-existent. Like, I don't know what that was. It was like all their, it was like the Monstars came and sapped their energy.
You can't turn the ball over the way that they did.
The urgency I keep getting back to, though, too. Like, if you're going to keep telling me it was a playoff game, act like it during the game. I don't want to hear it after the fact.
I'm with
That's
you.
What annoys me the most as a fan. If I'm a fan, it's like, great, you're telling me after the fact that it was all a playoff game. Like, we can't, we need to have show grit. We didn't have, like, yeah, why weren't you, though? Like, is that from the head coach? Is that from the players? Like, that's when I look at the leaders of the team to instill that to the young guys to not get lackadaisical. Like, that's when I need the fire from Jimmy on the court, from Draymond, from Steph, all those guys getting on each other's asses. Like, no, that's unacceptable. And that was an unacceptable loss as far as I was concerned yesterday.
They had opportunities to put that team away late in the game. And again, I this is why I highlighted it. I went through it with a Curry missed three, Butler stripped, Draymond turnover, Curry turnover, Dre turnover again, a Curry bad pass on the inbound pass turnover, like falling asleep on defense, Draymond Green. Like, guys, that's a lot of mistakes. You know who I didn't mention? And trust me, I would have put their names in there. Pods, I didn't mention Moody, and those were the other two guys in the closing lineup. I didn't mention JK. Now you can tell me, Joe, they lost this game at the top of the fourth quarter. JK wasn't even in the game. It's Kevon Looney. It's Buddy Hield. All right, so
he had 18 minutes.
It's okay to just assess the game you just watched and say, yeah, our all-time franchise leader, one of the greatest players any of us have ever seen, he came up a little short yesterday in crunch time. You know, Harrison Barnes tipped the cap. He had an unbelievable shot with Jimmy draped all over him.
It was a great shot.
I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have came down to that, but we can't sit here and just point fingers at individual players and then say, if your big takeaway from yesterday's game was Jonathan Kuminga and Jimmy Butler can't play together, and let me read you the net ratings on all these lineups from a couple months ago. Dog, they played yesterday, and JK and Butler had moments, actually, at the end of the third quarter, which extended the lead to 12. So, like, come with data that correlates to the game I just watched.
And you know what? I'm not sleeping on the Portland Trailblazers in a couple days. You know why? Look at the minute allocation yesterday, and that's why it sucks even more that you lost the way you did. 37 minutes played for Stephen Curry. 38 minutes played for Jimmy Butler. 33 for Draymond Green. I get the young guys are going to have some heavy minutes, but that's fine. Their recovery level. What's the recovery level going to be for these guys after the back end of a back-to-back, an emotional loss like that? And again, 37 minutes, 38, 33. It's not going to get any easier going forward here. Blazers, they play tough. Clippers, hottest team in basketball right now. Your panic level after losing two of your last three, and now all of a sudden you're looking at a play-in scenario, Dub Nation. 888-957-9570. We're talking about this team already having playoff type of games right now. Well, that was a playoff game yesterday, and it was a playoff loss, wasn't it, Steve Kerr?
We're already in the playoffs, you know, and so this is what the playoffs feel like. You know, a lot of pressure, a lot on the line, tough losses. And so the only thing you can do is you pick up your chin and off the floor, and you get back at it the next day. So we got a huge game in Portland, and we'll fly there tomorrow and get these guys ready and right back at it.
All right. Can we I want to make this very clear. Fourth quarter. All right. Fourth quarter. You want to know the minute allocation? Jimmy Butler played all 12 minutes in the fourth quarter.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish.
Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Pachevsky played 10 and a half minutes in the fourth quarter. Moses Moody, 9 minutes in the fourth quarter. Steph Curry, 9 minutes in the fourth quarter. Draymond Green, 9.5 minutes in the fourth quarter. For those that are just, you know, keeping track at home, Buddy Hield was the most off the outside of those starters. They played basically the whole fourth quarter.
26
Buddy
minutes
played through. 5 minutes. Yeah. J.K. played 2 minutes. And Kevon Looney played 2.5 minutes.
It's the fourth quarter?
Of the fourth quarter.
When they got outscored 38-23.
The fourth quarter. I just want to make this very clear. Fourth quarter. Moody, 9. Jimmy played the whole quarter. Draymond, 9.5. Pods, 10.5. Curry, 9. Guys.
So blame the starter.
Guys. Like, you had a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter. All right? Your main guys, who have been great, they're the ones that gave that lead
who
up.
Have been unbeatable whenever. If you want to give all the credit to that starting lineup, hey, the starting lineup record, these guys are unbelievable. One of the greatest of all time in the regular season. Well, they lost. And it's okay to say, what?
But we're assessing.
We're assessing.
And that's what's so frustrating.
Are people taking it personally? Who's taking it personally?
I just think that we look to blame the most
everyone.
Colton McKivitz cost the Niners that game. It's like, guys, the kicker's missing kicks. Their defense sucks, and the quarterback threw two picks.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, but Colton McKivitz is the reason they lost the game.
You love to do your pie charts of culpability.
Yes.
What's the Shasky pie chart of culpability right now for you? Where does it stand? Is it the starters just get 66%, 75%, and then 25% for the bench? Where are you at? Steve Kerr, does he have a little sliver? The Shasky pie chart of culpability is what I love.
A Steph, Jimmy, Dre closing lineup with whoever is out there should not be squandering multiple chances to take a bigger than 2-point lead because they had a 2-point lead twice. They had a 1-point lead twice. They had a tie game multiple times. They should have ran away with that game. You couldn't get stops. You couldn't make buckets, and you had live ball turnovers. I mean, they had Steph Curry, out of a timeout, a designed inbound pass, threw a turnover to Jimmy Butler.
You know what
I mean, come on, guys.
Unfortunately, Joe, you know what I say to that? Like, that's not surprising. Like, which sucks to say, but like Steph, that's what's plagued him his entire career in the Warriors, right? Untimely turnovers. And closing minutes and clutch moments. And again, another clutch game, right? But this one goes the opposite way for them.
And let me add to that. Pods missed 2 corner threes. And Moody missed a couple of threes. It's not just the big three. The other two alongside of them had opportunities to help out. And nobody was hitting.
And
look, guys, I know we want to blame Gee and Kevon Looney. And why didn't you go to TJD? He rolled with his best guys. And they got out-executed. That happens.
You know what was interesting?
It sucks.
The feeling after the loss on Sunday compared to the feeling after the loss last night is very interesting. So they lose to the Rockets, right? But you go 3-1 against the Grizzlies, the Lakers, and the Nuggets. All right, you win those three games, but you lose to the Rockets. Yeah. Okay, we're still a playoff team. This is what it sounded like. The little back and forth, it was a fun energy still for the Warriors. This was after the loss to the Rockets. Steph at the podium talking about his little back and forth with Ime Udoka, and Draymond Green was also sitting beside him. Take a listen. This was after the loss on Sunday to the Rockets.
He had made a reservation at International Smoke, and then he canceled it. And so I was kind of upset with him, and we went back and forth on that.
Plug. Oh, we're laughing after loss. It's okay. We lost to the Rockets. You lose last night to the Spurs. Here's Draymond Green, who had that little plug in there. He was laughing along. He thought it was funny. Draymond's not laughing now.
How much of a weight is it on you guys to make sure everyone else is ready for the next two games, including, of course, you three?
Yeah, definitely got to make sure people are ready to play, but we are professionals, and you know what's at stake. You got to come in ready to go.
And when you say mess around, do you think there was a lack of focus for this?
There's a lack of grit. Sometimes it don't take focus. Sometimes it take grit. There's a lack of that.
Is that stunning to you that would happen in this moment, this late in the season with this much on the line?
It's upsetting. I wouldn't say stunning. It's upsetting.
It's not stunning that you didn't treat this like a playoff scenario when you were clinging to a playoff spot and now heading into that game, you were controlling your own destiny and now you lose that. And if the Grizzlies win out and win their next three games, you are a play-in team and you're taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards and them boys. Yeah, I want zero parts of that. It is inexcusable to lose that game when Bismack Biyombo is in the starting lineup of the other team. Harrison Barnes is having 36 minutes. Chris Paul, who's 50 years old, is getting 29 minutes and starting still. Devin Vassell, Stephon Castle, Sandro Mamukelashvili. What? You lose that game?
They backed themselves into this position where now they need help from everyone else, and you've lost, you forfeited essentially the right to control your own destiny. And now you've got a Phoenix, you got a Portland game on Friday, which, I mean, I'm not sleeping on them now. That's number one. And then number two, you've got a life or death game probably against the Clippers.
Hottest team in the Western Conference. You know six in a row.
You know who I don't want to face? The Anthony Davis Dallas Mavericks at any point.
No. They played well yesterday against the Lakers during Luka's return. Anthony Davis has looked really good. But he dominates the Warriors in these scenarios.
They had these opportunities to just give themselves a little breathing room. And every time I felt like they turned a corner, they go and they shoot themselves in the foot.
You had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter against this team. And you have Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. You need to find a way to get it done with all three of those players. I shouldn't have to rely in a game like this. Again, in a series, I'm going to have to rely on Pods, Moody, Kuminga. In a one-game scenario, I need to rely on my big boys. I'll credit Draymond for knocking down those free throws. That's great. But I'm not going to give him credit for, you know, falling asleep on the possession prior defensively. Should have been an and one. He fouled the guy.
I don't know what he's doing.
We got a bunch of calls I want to get to on the other side as well.
Second quarter, I thought his effort level, you know, to start that second quarter because he was in that unit, just no boxing out, not stopping ball. It wasn't just him. His gi, his pods.
It was the lack of grit. That's what he just said. Lack of grit.
And just paying attention. Stop ball. Literally just stop ball.
Injury report time. Let's hit that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie.
But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.